Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. Friend, if you are so blessed as to have children, there will come the day, providing the normal and expected process of life applies to you, when you will leave your children. You will have lived and worked and provided and given and guided and loved, but you will have finished your association with them. Will you leave them money or property or business, farms? A parent has not done nearly enough if all that he leaves his children are material things. We should concern ourselves about leaving them something that will endure when all the treasures of earth will have perished. We must leave them something to help them in life and to prepare them to die and to meet God in judgment, which we all must do. We need to leave them that which will outlive us and outlive even them and can be passed on to your children's children. You see, it's not a question whether we will leave our children. We will, and we will leave everything. The question is, what shall we leave them? We provide for them in this life, as is our duty. But does it stop with our death? In 1 Timothy 5, in verse 8, we read, "But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." Well, much more needs to be provided for them than the material and physical necessities of life. We need to leave them a faith to live by. Hebrews 11 in verse 6 reads, "But without faith it's impossible to please God." Faith provides for a person hope and guidance and forgiveness. It brings security, it gives purpose in life and a dignity to human existence. To neglect providing opportunity for your children to believe is the worst sort of neglect, and it is to sin against the child. And there is only one faith, Ephesians 4 and verse 5. That's the faith of Christ. And faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. Friend, will you leave your children a faith that's founded on the word of God? And closely akin to that, in providing them a faith, will you help them develop a deep and sincere love and commitment to the Word of God? This, as has already been noted, is the source of our faith, Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You know, biblical illiteracy is rampant in our world, sometimes even among those who profess to be members of the church. And much fault lies in homes where efforts to teach the children the message of the Bible are not being made. Will you leave your children a deep love for the Word of God? And you know, we're not born with proper virtues or proper attitudes. We don't understand what are the priorities of life and the standards and the morality that should abide in the world. You see, these things have to be learned. Whose responsibility is it to see that your children learn what is right in all of these matters about morals and standards and duties and goals? You know it's your duty if you're a parent. And Ecclesiastes 12 tells us that to fear God and keep his commandments is the whole duty of man. It's the responsibility of parents to teach children they have that duty to God. And do we need to teach them what is to be first in their life? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Will you leave your children the understanding that to fear God and to seek the kingdom of God first? Will you leave them with that sort of impression and understanding? You see, you must also teach them, and they must learn, personal responsibility. and that they have an accountability before God. They have an obligation not only to discharge before you, but before all the Almighty Creator. Should we allow them to think life is solely for their own selfish gain? Or do we teach them that they are to live in service to God and for others? With what will you leave your children in those things? Now, while they must mature and they must make decisions on their own, we must provide for them the basis upon which to make wise and godly decisions. They must come to respect the value of their own soul. Matthew 16 and verse 20 teaches us, "For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" You see, fathers and mothers, they must teach the children to learn what is the true measure in life. What is real success? A lot of people have the idea that material success is real success. Friend, it's spiritual success that is real success. Will you leave the correct impression and measure on these matters with your children? The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Christ is our ultimate example. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. We cannot train them only with words. We must train our children with deeds, and our deeds and our words must be in harmony with each other. We must demonstrate truth and demonstrate morality and honesty. They must see in us industry. They must see us worship, and to love them and to love God. They must see in us the desire to create in our life Christ-like virtues. They are going to remember more our example than our words. What you really were will stay with them more than what you told them. Dear friend, even words are important, but deeds are even more important. You know, the problem that many young people have is that they can't get over the bad examples that's set before them by their parents. Therefore, there results in them a certain amount of confusion and frustration, in fact, disappointment, created when they hear one thing and hear from the preachers and from the teachers, but they see something else in the lives of people round about. Well, you're not going to be the perfect parent. You know that. We all know that. But we can be good examples. We can show the right path. We can strive to be honest and sincere that they can see that. Parents should be the number one role model for our children, not the athlete, not the movie stars, not those rappers, not those who denounce God and promote immorality. They should not be the role models for our young. Parents must leave their children a proper example and role model. In Proverbs 22, we read, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." What will be your reputation when you leave this world? Will you have so lived as to smear the family name with stains and shame that they'll have to bear all their lives? Or will they be provided something for which to live and something to admire, something for which to strive themselves? Will they have something to live up to or something they have to live down? You see, what we do affects not only us, but affects our children, not only for the present. It will affect generations to come. This means that we should make our homes an environment of kindness and comfort, a haven of encouragement, where everyone is challenged to do their very best and be their best. Especially is this essential in the formative years of our children. We must think about that before the time comes that we must leave them. Our homes ought to be places of love and security and fidelity, and where there is proper discipline and correction. There should be joy in the home. You know, some homes are just battlegrounds, loud, hostile words, ridicule, and anger. We have heard it often said, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. Well, it need not be a mansion, but it needs to be a place where the will of God is held supreme. Many children have never known a Christian home. They don't know a Christian father and mother. They don't know the blessings of the home where these standards of the Lord are upheld. They are deprived of experiencing in their own life what God intends the children to be able to learn. Friend, there is coming the time when there will be that final hour when your children will view your physical body for the last time, and possibly more than ever before will be the importance of the heritage that you have left them. Will you have transmitted to them something that they can have and uphold all their lives and help them guide in their own life? You know, many people are concerned about what they're going to leave their children, but they're thinking in terms of money. They're thinking in terms of property. They're thinking in terms of the here and now, without any respect for the eternity that is before us all. The inheritance of children depends on what we are doing now. Will they pass before our coffin and look upon our face and think about us as they will? Will they remember a time when we considered the things concerning the soul and the life after this one? Will they know that we sought to teach them the way of the Lord? Will they know that they were included in our daily prayers? Will they know that they were cherished persons? Will they have received from us what God expects parents to give to their children? Dear friend, when they take your body to the grave, will they be able to thank God that you left them with the things that really matter? Yes, there's coming a day when we're going to be separated from our children. We will have done what possibly everything that we can think about that we ought to do. We won't have done it perfectly, to be sure, but we surely should have striven to plant into their hearts and their minds they are people that are responsible before God, and they should live their lives in service not only to God, but in kindness and consideration to all of those round about. You see, these things come from father and mother, if father and mother are doing the duty that they should do. Why should a father and mother neglect their children in the things that matter most? Why don't they consider things that are more important than money or fame or power? Because all of these things, they're going to pass. They won't last. They won't be a good guide for their children. You see, God has provided for his children an inheritance incorruptible that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven. Friend, let us leave our children the hope of that same inheritance. We can have an inheritance from God, and we can pass that kind of inheritance on to our children, if only we will. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.